Why am I doing this? I can't talk about that. Rose mentions that AOL's Steve Case is his hero, a genius. Who else has the vision? He asks Eisner. Barry Diller, Eisner answers promptly. He spotted assets that were undervalued, referring to the collection of internet assets Diller has forged into a single company. He had a strategic vision. He's exercising it prudently and brilliantly. You used to work for him. Anyway, he turned out to be right. People thought he was desperate to be a movie guy, but he was putting together assets. Criticism of your stewardship, the stock price. Is there a misconception about what happened to Disney? Disney is a great company. I've never seen the company in 20 years in better shape. We're focused on the future. We're strategically positioned. We didn't make any stupid acquisitions that brought us to our knees. We were cautious. We've come through the storm. Rose brings up another awkward issue, succession. Sandy Weill, chairman of Citigroup, just retired. I'm 140 years younger than Sumner Redstone, Eisner exclaims. I'm younger than Rupert Murdoch. Why don't you ask them about succession? Look, I like what I'm doing. We have excellent people in place. Bob Iger, the president, is highly respected along with five other people who could run the company. Do you have a retirement date in mind? No, Eisner says emphatically. Rose asks him about the need for a rebirth, the need to redefine Disney. That's true, Eisner says. Disney cannot become a museum. It has to reinvent itself creatively while standing for certain values. Disney has the brand, the culture, the type A personality to be around forever. We are managing from decade to decade, not quarter to quarter. It's a long marathon. We have to step back. We have to put out great products and get them to the public. After Eisner's presentation, I join him and his entourage backstage, and he offers me a ride uptown in his chauffeured SUV. Once we're in our seats and maneuvering through traffic, I ask him to name the five people at Disney who, along with Iger, could succeed him as chief executive. He gives me an annoyed look. There aren't five people, he says, then pauses. There are 20. As we continue uptown, Eisner mentions that he just had lunch with Sandy Litvak, his former chief administrative officer and general counsel. Sandy told me you interviewed him, he said. As it happens, I had interviewed Litvak that morning. Sandy told me you can't be trusted. Really? I say. I decided to go ahead anyway. Everybody has a dark side. Eisner continues. It's just a matter of finding out what it is. The comment gives me pause, and I find myself still thinking about it days later. I've heard others repeat similar comments from Eisner about a dark side, and it was something he mentioned several times during his testimony in the Katzenberg lawsuit. I wonder, does everyone have a dark side? Do I? Even if I'm not the best judge of my own character, I don't assume that everyone else has a dark side. I realize that by mentioning Litvak's remark, assuming Litvak said it, Eisner has simultaneously positioned Litvak as someone I can't trust, and has ingratiated himself with me. He has cleverly attempted to